请我们看彼得后书。
Let's turn to 2 Peter.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
我们从第一节念起。
Let's read from verse 1.
彼得后书第二章第一节。
2 Peter, chapter 2, verse 1.
从前在百姓中有假先知起来，将来在你们中间也必有假师傅，私事引进陷害人的异端，连埋他们的主，他们也不承认，自取所属的迷惘。
But there were false prophets also among the people, as there shall be also among you false teachers, who shall bring in by and by destructive heresies, and deny the master that bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction.
将有许多人随从他们邪淫的行为，便叫真道因他们的缘故被毁谤。
And many shall follow their dissolute ways, through whom the way of the truth shall be blasphemed.
他们因有贪心，要用捏造的言语在你们身上取利。他们的刑罚自古以来并不迟延，他们的迷惘也必速速来到。
And through covetousness with well-tuned, well-turned words, will they make merchandise of you, for whom judgment of old is not idle, and their destruction slumbers not.
第三章
Chapter 3
第一节
Verse 1
亲爱的弟兄啊，我现在写给你们的是第二封信，这两封都是提醒你们，激发你们诚实的心。
This a second letter, beloved, I also write to you in both, which I stir up, in the way of putting you in remembrance, your pure mind.
叫你们纪念圣先知预先所说的话，和主救主的命令，就是使徒所传给你们的。
To be mindful of the words spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of the Lord and Savior by your prophets, by your apostles.
第一要紧的，该知道，这牧师必有好讥诮的人，随从自己的私欲出来讥诮说。
Knowing this first, that there shall come at the close of the days mockers with mocking.
主要降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从立主睡了以来，万物都与起初创造的时候仍是一样。
Walking according to their own lust and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For from the time the fathers fell asleep, all things remain thus from the beginning of the creation.
他们故意忘记，从太古凭神的名有了天，并从水而出，即水而成的地。
For this is hidden from them through their own willfulness, that heavens were of old, and an earth having its substance out of water and in water.
故此当时的世界被水淹没就消灭了。
By the word of God, through which waters of the then world, deluged with water, perished.
但现在的世界还是凭着那名存留，只留到不敬虔之人受审判，到沉沦的日子永火焚烧。
But the present heavens and the earth by his word are laid up in store, kept for fire unto a day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men.
亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
But let not this one thing be hidden from you, beloved, that one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day.
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
The Lord does not delay his promise as some account of delay, but is long-suffering towards you, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那天那日天必大有响声废去，有行者的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的屋都要烧尽了。
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a rushing noise, and the elements burning with heat shall be dissolved. And the earth and the works in it shall be burnt up.
这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔？
All these things then being to be dissolved, what ought ye to be in holy conversation and godliness?
切切仰望神的日子来到，就是说我们要切切地等候，并且催促神的日子来到，在那日天被火烧就消化了，有行者的都要被烈火融化。
Waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, by reason of which the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements burning with heat shall melt.
但我们照他的应许盼望新天新地，有义聚在其中。
But according to his promise, we wait for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwells righteousness.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指责，安然见主。
Wherefore, beloved, as ye wait for these things, be diligent to be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless.
并且要以我主长久忍耐为得救的因由。
And accounting the long-suffering of our Lord to be salvation.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既然预先知道这事，就当防备，恐怕被恶人的车庙有火，就从自己坚固的地步上坠落。
Ye therefore, beloved,Knowing these things before, take care lest, being led away along with the error of the wicked, ye should fall from your own steadfastness.
你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进，愿荣耀归给他，从今直到永远。Amen.
But grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord the Savior Jesus Christ. To him,Be glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen.
请我们再低头有一点祷告。
Let's bow our heads, have further prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你爱我们，爱到极处。
Lord, we thank you because you have loved us to the uttermost.
你不但为着爱我们的缘故，你上十字架，流你的血，破开你的身体。
Not only because you have so loved us, you went on the cross, you bled, and your body was broken.
你为着爱我们的缘故，也要我们常常摆饼来纪念你。
Because you so love us, you want us to come often to break the bread.To remember you.
你要我们这样的做，只等到你来。
You want us to do so until you come.
主，我们真是愿意，当我们这样纪念的时候，我们的心再一次被你所夺。
Oh Lord, we're so willing that when we do this, that our heart will be given to you again.
叫我们再一次把我们自己完全放在你的脚下。
That once again, that we put forth ourselves under your feet.
让你自己在我们身上有完全的主权。
But so that you can have absolute authority upon us.
使你的国降临在我们中间。
That your kingdom can come among us.
你的旨意能通行在我们中间。
That your will prevail among us.
这样能催促你自己的回来。
Then we can hasten.Your return.
主啊，你听见你众圣徒的赞美。
Lord, you have heard all the praises of your saints.
你也看见你众圣徒的心愿。
You have seen the heart's desire of your saints.
求你悦纳。
We pray that you accept.
也因着这个缘故。
And for this reason,
你快快地回来。
Lord, come back soon.
我们感谢你再给我们在地上能这样的聚集。
Lord, we really thank you that you let us you gave us the opportunity to gather as such.
我们何等盼望
We so hope.
当我们再聚集的时候
When we gather again.
我们是与你一同在天上相聚
That we meet with you in heavens.
我们把这最后的时间在恭敬交在你手中
Now we put this last hour before your hand.
主你有什么话要对我们说
Lord, what you want to speak to us?
请说
Please speak.
仆人们敬听
Your servants are listening.
奉主耶稣的名
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Peter knew that it was about time he would leave the world. So he wrote this letter. He was willing that at his own last hour,
再一次能尽他的职分来提醒弟兄姊妹。
That once again he would do his duty to remind brothers and sisters.
他要提醒弟兄姊妹说，今天神的恩典临到我们身上，不是突然的。
He want to remind brothers and sisters that today the grace of God comes to us is with a purpose.
他的恩典临到我们身上，乃是盼望我们能做一个等候并且催促。神日子来到的人
that his grace came upon us for a purpose that we can be a people that wait for and hasten the return of our Lord.
为什么神把一切关乎生命和金钱的事赐给我们呢
Why God gave us all things regarding life and godliness?
为什么神把许多又大又宝贵的应许赐给我们
Why God gave us so many greatest and precious promises?
目的就是要帮助我们能做一个等候并且催促他回来的人。
The purpose is to help us to be a people that can wait for and hasten his return.
如果我们蒙了这样大的怜悯，这样大的恩典，
If we have received such mercy and such grace,
而我们不是一个等候催促他回来的人
and if we are not one that wait for and hasten his return,
这个实在是过负了主莫大的恩典
and this we really have put the grace of God as useless.
所以巴不得神怜悯我们
So we pray that God have mercy on us.
叫我们把彼得后书的话刻在我们的心里头。
So that his word that was written in 2 Peter would carve into our hearts.
叫我们真是能分外的殷勤。
So that we can be especially diligent.
特别在我们基督徒的性格的上面。我们能特别的殷勤
Especially in the forming of the character of Christ in us, on this matter, we can be especially diligent.
因为那真正等候主的人
Because those that truly wait for the Lord.
那真正催促他回来的人
Those who truly hasten his return.
不是他们为主做了多少的工
It's not because they have done any work.For the Lord.
我们无论在地上做了多少的工，我们也不能催促他回来。
No matter what works, how many works we have done on earth, we cannot hasten his return.
所能催促他回来的，就是看见有一般的人，他们已经装配整齐了。
That which would hasten his return is that our Lord see that there is a group of people who have been ready.
那个装配整齐不是外面的装配整齐
And that adorned or made ready is not something outward
乃是在里面性格的上面装配整齐
And that is we have characters that's ready
换一句话说就是我们蒙他的恩典能被磨成他自己的形象
In another word it is in his graceThat we are transformed into His image.
当我们真是能被磨成他形象的时候
when we can truly be conformed into his image.
那一个能打动他的心。
That can touch the heart of the Lord.
那一个能叫我们的主快快地回来。
That can hasten his return.
弟兄姊妹，在启示录第二章、第三章的里面。
Dear brothers and sisters, in the Revelation chapter 2 and 3,
我们看见那一位好像人子的行走在七个金灯台的中间。
We see that one that looking like a son of man, he walked among the seven lampstands.
究竟他在这个七个金灯台中间行走乃是寻找什么呢？
What is he looking for when he is walking among the seven lampstands?
他对每一个教会说，我知道你的行为。
And he speaks to every church, saying, I know your works.
甚至于他说，我知道你许多的工作。
I know your many works.
我也知道你们有许多的知识。
And I know you have much knowledge.
但是，这些东西不是主所寻找的。
But these things are not what the Lord is looking for.
他在七个教会的里面所寻找的，乃是寻找他的自己。
He was looking for himself among the seven churches.
他已经把自己启示交托给他的教会。
He has revealed himself and entrusted that to his church.
现在他来寻找说，在那个教会的里面能不能看见他自己。
Now he's coming to look to see if he can find himself in the church.
如果主在心腹的身上能看见他的自己。
If the Lord can find himself on his bride.
好像亚当看见夏娃的时候说是我骨中的骨肉中的肉。
As when Adam saw Eve, he said, this is the bone of my bone, is the flesh of my flesh.
这个就是我。
And this is me.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个就是催促主回来的。
That is to hasten the return of the Lord.
所以巴不得我们个人也好，团体也好，我们应当在这些事情上要分外的殷勤。
So, how we hope that we, as individual or as a group, that we are especially diligent on this matter?
当然，我们已经说过了。不是我们天然殷勤能造成这些的事。
We have already said it is not our natural diligence that can make this happen.
我们是殷勤来与圣灵合作。
We should be diligent to cooperate with the Holy Spirit.
我们殷勤来接受神的应许。
We are diligent to accept the promise of God.
我们殷勤做一个听话顺服的人。
We are diligent to be a person that can listen, that can obey.
因为圣灵被差遣到地上来，就是为着做这个工作。
Because the Holy Spirit was sent onto this earth for this very purpose.
他的工作就是要荣耀基督。
His work is to glorify Christ.
要把我们磨成他神儿子的形象。
To conform us to the image of the Son of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，
therefore, brothers and sisters,
这一个就是彼得他心里头最重的一个负担。
And this is the very heaviest burden in the heart of Peter.
我们今天是处在这个幕后的时候。
Today, we are in the end time.
好像我们的弟兄多次告诉我们，彼得前书说万物的结局已经尽了。
As our brother has told us again and again that in the first Peter it was said that the end of all things is at hand.
当我们到了这个幕后的时候，可以说那是最黑暗的时候。
When we come to this end time, we can say this is the darkest time.
所以我们记得在以赛亚二十一章有这样的一句话。
So in Isaiah chapter 21, it was said.
以赛亚第二十一章。
Isaiah chapter 21.
第十一节。
Verse 10, 11, sorry.
十一节和十二节。
verses 11 and 12.
有人声从西尔呼问我说，守望的啊，夜里如何？守望的啊，夜里如何？守望的说，早晨降到，黑夜也来，你们若要问，就可以问，可以回头再来。
He called to me out of Seir, Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? The watchman said, The morning comes, and also the night. If you will inquire, inquire, return, come.
在晚间的时候
At night,
就设立了守望的人
Watchman was established.
这些守望的人乃是惊醒的人。
These watchmen, they kept awake.
当在黑夜的时候，人都在那里睡觉了。
In the dark night, men fell asleep.
但是有一些守望的人，他是惊醒在那里。
But some watchmen, they were there awake.
他在那里观看。
They watched.
他在那里惊醒。
They were awake.
看看有没有在黑夜的里面有什么举动，有什么活动。
Seeing there's any motion in the dark of night.
有什么仇敌的工作。
Is there any work of the enemy?
是否仇敌就趁着这个黑夜，他就在那里开始他的活动。
Otherwise, the enemy would start its work in the darkness.
因着他是一个守望的人。
Because he is a watchman.
他是惊醒的人。
He is awake.
所以他一直在那里注意这些的事情。
Because, and therefore he pays attention to these things.
别人不知道夜里如何。
Other people do not know what's going on at night.
但是守望的人他知道夜里是如何的。
But the watchman know what is going on at night.
所以这里有人就问守望者说。
So here somebody asked the watchman.
守望的啊。夜里如何
Watchman, what of the night?
夜里如何
What of the night?
守望的人就回答说
And the watchman said,
他说早晨降到
The morning comes,
黑夜也来
And also the night.
不错，现在是最黑暗的时候
Indeed, now is the darkest time.
但是在晚间到了最黑暗的时候的时候
But in the darkest of the night,
马上我们看见早晨就要来到。
We see that the morning shall come.
这个守望者他的回答是积极的，不是消极的。
The answer of the watchman is positive, it's not negative.
他不是先说，哎呀，黑夜已经来了。
He didn't mention the night first.
现在什么都晚了。
And then he did not say that now everything.Is hopeless.
他乃是说早晨将要到。
And then he says the morning comes.
但是因为早晨快要来的缘故。
But because the morning is coming.
所以这个夜间就变成最深最黑暗的时候。
So the night became the darkest and the most deep.
你们可以问。
You will inquire.
你们应当问。
And you shall inquire.
你们应当问黑夜如何。
You shall ask what of the night.
否则的话，你们会受仇敌的欺骗。
Otherwise, you shall be cheated by the enemy.
仇敌也许已经来到了，但是你还不知道。
Maybe the enemy has already come and you don't know.
所以你应当问守望的人。
So you should ask the watchman.
你不但要问。
Not only you should ask.
并且你要回头。
And you should return.
你有许多需要悔改的地方。
Many things you should return. To repent,
来回到神的面前。
To come back to God,
你要来。
You have to come.
这里的再来来说你要来。
And this is to say you come.
你要来到神的面前。
You have to come before God.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Therefore brothers and sisters,
我们今天在这一个黑夜最深的时候
，When we are today in the darkest of the night,
我们千万不要抱着一种消极。灰心的态度。
Let's not take an attitude of being negative or in despair.
我们需要看见说早晨快要到了。
We need to see that the morning is coming.
我们的主快要回来。
Our Lord is returning.
神的日子就要来到。
The day of God is at hand.
但是因着这个缘故， 我们看见也是黑夜最深的时候。
But also because of the reason, the night is the darkest.
我们不是一般好像睡着糊涂的人。
We are not a people who are asleep and who are confused.
我们知道今天的情形如何。
We know what's happening today.
但是今天的情形不过叫我们看见说早晨。
But the condition of today only leads us to see that the morning is at hand.
所以我们要问。
Therefore, we have to ask.
我们要到神的面前去寻求。
We have to come to God and ask Him.
我们要悔改。
We have to repent.
因为我们承认，在黑暗的中间，不知不觉，许多的黑暗也临到我们身上。
We have to acknowledge that in the darkness of the night, unwittingly, the darkness also comes to us.
我们因着黑夜的缘故，我们就迷蒙，我们不知道我们的道路。
Because it was at night, so we were confused. We do not know our way.
但是如果我们问的话，
But if we ask,
我们就蒙光照。
Then we shall be enlightened.
我们就在神的面前悔改悔怒。
Then before God, we can repent.
我们来到主的面前。
We come to the Lord.
你记得当以色列人的历史结合暗的时候，
You remember in the darkness of the history of Israel,
一部分的犹太人已经被掳到巴比伦去了。
Some of Israelites have been led in captivity in Babylon.
还有一部分的人还留在耶路撒冷。
And a few remained in Jerusalem.
而这一帮留在耶路撒冷的人，他们的光景非常的悲惨。
And the condition of these, of those who remain in Jerusalem, their condition was really miserable.
他们属灵的情形实在是悲惨。
And their spiritual condition was miserable.
如果他们不悔改的话，耶路撒冷要被毁坏。
If they did not repent, Jerusalem would be destroyed.
所有还留剩的人都要被掳。
And all that remained in Jerusalem would be taken in captivity to Babylon.
这个可以说在犹太国的历史里面是最黑暗的时候。
And this we can say was the darkest time in the history of Judah.
神在流亡的人中间就兴起以西结来。
Then among the people who were exiled, there was Ezekiel.
所以在以西结第三章的里面。
So in Ezekiel chapter 3,
神对以西结说
，And God said to Ezekiel，
人子啊，十七节
，17，
人子啊，我立你做以色列家守望的人。
Son of man， I have appointed thee a watchman unto the house of Israel。
所以你要听我口中的话，替我警戒他们。
And thou shalt hear the word from my mouth， and give them warning from me。
神要以西结做一个守望的人。
God wanted Ezekiel to be a watchman.
他要听主的话。
And he should listen to the word of God.
然后就警戒那一些以色列人。
And give warning to the Israelites.
如果神说这个人作恶，应当死亡。
If God says this person he is evil, he should die.
但是如果守望的人去警戒他。
And then if the watchman went to warn that person.
而他因此悔改了。
And if that person repented,
这一个人就蒙了拯救。
And that person then was saved.
这个守望者也没有罪过。
And this watchman was also innocent.
但是如果一个犯罪作恶的人，神说他要死亡。
But if God say that that person is does evil and he should die.
而守望的人不尽他的本分去警戒他。
And if the watchman did not do his duty to warn this person,
这个罪人必定灭亡。
And that sinner shall for sure perish.
但是神要向那个守望者讨罪。
But God shall condemn this watchman.
一个义人如果堕落了，
if a righteous man fall,
神要守望者去警戒他。
And God wants this watchman to go and warn him.
如果他悔改了，他就蒙了拯救。
If he repents, then he shall be saved.
守望者也无罪。
And the A watchman is also without fault.
但是如果守望者不去警告他，
But if the watchman does not go and warn him,
这个堕落的义人他要受刑罚。
And the righteous man who is also fallen, he shall be punished.
但是守望者有罪。
But also the watchman is guilty.
所以我们看见以西结他就照着神的话来警告那些还存留在耶路撒冷的以色列。
So Ezekiel then, according to the word of God, he warned those people who remain in Jerusalem.
可惜就是他们不听。
But very regrettably, they would not listen.
他们听假先知的话。
They would rather listen to the false prophets.
因为那个时候假先知很多。
Because there were many false prophets.
在流亡的地方也有假先知，在耶路撒冷也有假先知。
And in the place of captivity, there were false prophets. In Jerusalem, there were false prophets.
假先知都说平安，平安。
False prophets say peace, peace.
不但耶路撒冷能保留，所有被掳去的两年之后都要回来。
Not only the Jerusalem would be saved, but those who were taken captivity, they would peacefully come back in 2 years.
但是谁是假先知，谁是真的先知，等到事情应验的时候就看见。
But when things really prove out, then it's clear who is the false prophet, who is the real prophet.
所以一个守望的人，他要尽责任来警告人。
So the watchman has to do his duty to warn men.
但是弟兄姊妹，守望的人还有一个工作。
But brothers and sisters, watchman has another duty.
那就是以赛亚第六十二章给我们看见。
That is in Isaiah chapter 62.
以赛亚第六十二章。
Isaiah chapter 62.
第六节第七节。
Verses 6 and 7.
耶路撒冷啊，我在你城上设立守望的，他们昼夜必不静默，呼吁耶和华的，你们不要歇息，也不要使他歇息，只等他建立耶路撒冷，使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
I have set watchmen upon the walls of Jerusalem all the day and all the night; they shall never hold their peace. You that put Jehovah in remembrance. I'm sorry. 第七节是不是？
Yeah.
Keep not silence and give him no rest till he establish and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
守望的他不在不光是在那里惊醒看有没有仇敌在暗中在那里活动。
The duty of the watchman was not only to watch if during the night there was activities of the enemy.
守望者还有一个季节
There is another duty which is so positive.
他要昼夜在神的面前呼求。
He has to call to God day and night.
他自己不歇息，也不让神歇息。
He shall not rest, and he shall not let God rest.
他要麻烦神呢，麻烦到一个地步，神不能不快快地来做他要做的工。
He shall bother God and bother God to an extent that God cannot but.Do his work quick.
虽然耶路撒冷今天的光景是这样，
although the condition of Jerusalem is like this,
但是神的心意是要叫耶路撒冷成为可赞美的。
But the heart of God is for Jerusalem to be praised.
现在的光景与神的旨意是天地之别。
The condition of Jerusalem compared with the will of God is like earth relative to heaven.
所以那一帮守望的人，他是站在神的一边。
So these watchmen, they are standing on the side of God.
虽然在这样一个无可挽救的情形中，
In such a hopeless condition,
他们站在神的一边说，神，你起来工作。
They stand on the side of God and say, God, you stand up and do your thing.
叫耶路撒冷能成为可赞美。
So that Jerusalem can be praised.
本来耶路撒冷是羞耻的。
Originally, Jerusalem was a shame.
他羞耻了神。
It has shamed God.
但是神要起来工作，把耶路撒冷成为可赞美。
But God is going to rise up and work so that Jerusalem can be praised.
神人看见耶路撒冷就要赞美神。
When men see Jerusalem, they shall praise God.
这个也是守望者的工作。
This is also a duty of the watchman.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
好像神把彼得设立做一个守望者。
It seems that God has set Peter to be a watchman.
所以他在那里写书信的时候
，So when he wrote his letters，
你就看见他尽了守望者那双重的责任。
You see that he has done this double duties of this watchman.
他一面是在那里提醒我们。
On the one hand, he reminds us.
提醒我们说，神在我们身上的恩典是何等的浩大。
He reminds us what great grace is from God to us.
他在我们身上所定规的旨意是何等的荣耀。
And how glorious is the will that God has upon us.
我们岂不能自暴自弃。
And we cannot just despise ourselves.
我们要起来，殷勤起来追求。
We have to rise up, be diligent, and pursue.
我们要把自己降服在主的手里头。
And we have to yield ourselves in the hand of God.
让圣灵在我们身上来工作。
So that the Holy Spirit can work upon us.
只等到我们被磨成神儿子的形象。
Until we are conformed to the image of the Son of God.
只等到教会成为荣耀的教会。
Until church becomes a glorious church.
与荣耀的主能相配。
Suitable for this glorious Lord.
这一个是彼得在后书里面一方面的提醒。
This is one side of Peter's reminding in his second letter.
但是在另外的一方面
But on the other hand,
因为黑夜已经深了
Because the night is deep.
许多神的儿女都不知道夜里如何
And many God's children do not know what of the night.
许多神的儿女都睡着了
And many God's children are asleep.
仇敌在黑暗里头做了许多的事但是他们都不知道
Enemies have done many things at night, but People don't know.
所以彼得他是一个守望者他就写信。
So Peter, being a watchman, he writes again.
告诉他们说你们应当防备。
He says, you have to be careful.
对于神那积极的旨意要提醒。
And to remind you the positive will of God.
对于那个仇敌在黑暗中的工作应当防备。
And you have to guard against the activity of the enemy in darkness.
所以在彼得后书里面有许多关于防备的话。
So in the second Peter, there are many words having to do with guarding against.
虽然这些是防备的话。
Although these are the words that guard against something.
但是弟兄姊妹，这一些并不是完全消极的。
But brothers and sisters, those are not totally negative.
因为那个目的是叫我们不受迷惑。
Because the purpose is that we can be clear.
叫我们不至于失脚。
That we shall not slip.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们今天早晨我们也要来谈一点应当防备。
So this morning we have to mention something that we should guard against.
因为我们已经到了夜深的时候
Because we are in the darkest of the night.
彼得后书给我们看见应当防备的是两方面
Second Peter tells us there are two things that we should guard against.
一方面乃是在教会的里面的
On one hand, it is within the church.
仇敌在教会里面所做的一个
The enemies that does something inside the church.
还有一种是仇敌在教会外面向着教会所做的工。
And the other thing is what the enemy does outside of the church, but toward the church.
在第二章里头是提到仇敌在黑暗中进到教会里面来要做那个迷惑的工作。
And the second chapter, it tells us that enemy in darkness want to enter into the church, do a work that will confuse brothers and sisters.
第三章里头是给我们看见仇敌在世界里要向着教会进攻。
Chapter 3, it tells us that enemy wants to do something from the standpoint of the world and attack the church.
目的就是叫我们不能做一个等候、催促做回来的人。
The only purpose is that it will prevent us to be a people that wait for and hasten the return of the Lord.
因为他不愿意看见神的国降临。
Because the enemy is not willing to see that the kingdom of God shall come.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
在第二章里头告诉我们
In chapter 2, we are told,
他说从前在百姓中有假先知起来。
But therefore, false prophets also were among people.
这一个从前就是指着以色列过去的历史。
And when it talks about the past, it talks about the past in the history of Israel.
我们知道，当以色列他属灵的光景最软弱的时候
，We see that at the time when the spiritual condition of the Israel was at its weakest.
那个时候就是神打发先知到他们中间去的时候。
Those were the moments that when God would send prophets among them.
神为着爱他百姓的缘故
，Because God loves His people，
他不愿意人心的看他的百姓就是这样的下去。
He is not willing to see that His own people will fall like this.
所以他从早就差遣许多的先知去劝勉、警告、挽回他。
So from of old, he has sent many prophets into Israel to advise them, to reproach them, to restore them.
但是也就在这样的时候
，But also at those moments,
我们看见说假先知也特别的多。
We see that there are so many prophets, so many false prophets.
真的先知乃是神所呼召的人。
Real prophets are those who were called by God.
神的话临到他们身上。
The word of God comes upon them.
乃是圣洁的人被圣灵感动就说出神的话来。
Is the holy man moved by the Holy Spirit speak the word of God?
目的是要神的百姓能回到神当初的心意里头。
The purpose is for God's people to return to the original purpose of God.
那么假先知呢?
The false prophets.
假先知是神所没有差遣的人。
The false prophets are those that are not sent by God.
他们随着他们自己的私意来讲一些骗人的话。
They speak lies according to their own will.
我们看耶利米第十四章就这样的告诉我们。
And this is what we were told in Jeremiah chapter 14.
亚利米他是神在最犹太国最末后的时候所兴起的一个先知。
Jeremiah was one of the prophets that was raised in the last days of Judea.
他神的话临到他的身上。
Word of God comes to him.
他与神同心，与神同情。
And he was with one heart with the Lord and with one feeling with the Lord.
他看见以色列人当时的光景，他流泪不停。
When he saw the condition of Israel, he wept.
他的流泪就是神的流泪。他的百姓要回来。
Calling his people to return.
但是神的百姓不听。
But God's people did not listen.
神的百姓耳朵发痒。
God's people, their ears itch.
他们喜欢听他们喜欢的话。
They want to hear what they like to hear.
所以仇敌就兴起许多的假先知来。
So the enemy raised many false prophets.
你们喜欢听什么话，就给你们听。
Whatever you like to hear, I'll say.
所以你知道，假先知都是受欢迎的。
We know that here that false prophets are all very welcome.
而真的先知啊，是受逼迫的。
The real prophets then.Were abused.
耶利米为着这个事故缘故，不知道受了多少的苦。
And Jeremiah was persecuted much because of this.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这一个是在从前百姓中间的光景。
And this was the condition of God's children time ago.
当最黑暗的时候
，at the darkest of time，
仇敌在黑暗的里面活动得最厉害。
The activity of the enemy was the most active.
所以有许多的假先知。
So there were many false prophets.
那么现在呢？
How about now?
他说，将来在你们中间。
He said, in the future among you,
当然他在那里说将来，那对我们来说是现在。
So when Peter said in the future, for us it is now.
在我们中间必有假师傅。
Now among us, there will be false teachers.
有一班假的先生出来了。
And there are false teachers.
神并没有对他们说话。
God did not speak to them.
这里告诉我们说，他们私自引进陷害人的异端。
Here it says that they, by themselves, they bring in the heresy that would put God's people to ruin.
他们这些的假师傅乃是凭着他们自己的私意偷偷的混到神的儿女的中间。
These false teachers, they by their own will, by their own thinking, they very stealthily enter into among God's people.
他们就引进那一些陷害人的异端。
And they bring in the heresies that are destructive.
异端这两个字。
The word heresy.
恐怕今天在我们的感觉里面。
Maybe in our feeling today.
几乎没有。
We think there's none.
我们不知道这里所讲的异端是怎么一回事。
We don't know what does this heresy refer to.
异端这一个字在原文的里面。
The word heresy in the original language.
我们知道英文 heresy 实在是一个希腊文的一个 transliteration， 就是把它这个照着这个音啊，把它译出来就是。
And this heresy in English is actually a transliteration from the Greek.
本身没有什么意义的。
It by itself does not have any meaning.
你要知道它的意义，你要到这个原文里头去找去。
If you want to find its meaning, you have to go to the original Greek.
那么在原文里头，这一个字是什么意思呢？
What does it mean in the original Greek?
这个意思就是 school of opinions.
It means the school of opinions.
一派一门的意见。
One school of opinions.
这里有一些的人，他们照着他们自己的意识，他们创出一派一门的意见来。
A group of people here, by their own opinion, they created a school of opinions.
而这些的意见呢，要来代替对于真理的说法。
And they want to use this school of opinions to replace the obedience to the truth.
结果就造成分裂。
The result is division.
产生宗派。
And the result is denomination.
因为你看这个加拉太第五章里面。
If you go to Galatians chapter 5.
他这里告诉我们许多说肉体的事。
And there it tells us many carnal things.
这里有一个叫做这个异端。
One is heresy.
这个异端就是这个宗派。
And that heresy is nothing but denomination.
这个 sect.
I'm sorry, sect.
所以你在这里所看见。
So here you see.
当人他把自己的意见来造成一派的学术。
When man uses his own opinion to establish a school of thoughts, of opinions,
来代替神的真理,
to replace the truth of God,
这个结果必定造成分裂,
the result for sure is division,
产生派别,
and creating sects.
这个就是这个字在原文里头的意思。
And this is the original meaning of the word heresy.
什么叫做异端?
What does it mean by heresy?
异端是与真理相对的。
Heresy opposes truth.
真理是从神那里来的。
The truth comes from God.
异端是从人那里来的。
The heresy comes from man.
真理是基督。
The truth is Christ.
主是真理。
The Lord is the truth.
异端呢？异端是人。
Heresy is man.
什么叫做异端？
What does heresy mean?
这里告诉我们说，连买他们的主，他们也不承认。
Here it says they denied the master that bought them.
这里这个埋他们的主，这个主字。
And this, the Lord, the word Lord here, the Master.
在这个原文里头，乃是一个很厉害的字。
And in the original language, it is a very strong, harsh word.
这个英文说出来，我们不大喜欢听的。
And if we say it in English, it's not pleasing to our
ears. 因为你如果直译的话，就不大雅致的。
If you directly translate, it's not very elegant.
因为我们对这个字，那个联想啊，很坏。
Because we can quickly associate this thing to something really horrible.
那个字，那个主这个字啊，在原文里头翻成英文啊，那是 despot。
The word master in the original language, if we translate that into direct English, it should be despot.
暴君。
It means it's a horrible empire.
其实呢，这个字意思就是说，这是一个你说他是这个好。把它翻得好一点，就是 majesty。
This word, if you translate it in a nice way, it's majesty.
意思就是说，他是那一个大君王。
It means he is the great majesty.
他有绝对的权柄。
He has absolute power.
他不需要向任何人负责。
He doesn't have to answer to anyone.
但是任何的人都得服他。
But everyone should submit to him.
需要绝对的服他。
So absolutely submitting to him.
不但绝对的服他，还要绝对的顺他。
Not only absolutely submit to him, but absolutely obeying him.
这一个就是 majesty.
This is majesty.
弟兄姊妹，这里是这样的一个字。
Brothers and sisters, this is that word.
而这一个大君王，他用他自己的宝血来把我们买过来。
But this majesty, using his own blood, he has purchased us.
所以对于他来说，我们这一般的人乃是他爱的俘虏。
So, us, as far as he is concerned, we are his slave of love.
我们没有什么权利。
And we do not have any rights.
我们没有什么地位。
We do not have any position.
我们对于说他只有绝对的顺服。
To him, we can only have absolute obedience.
我们要完全遵行他的旨意。
We have to do his will completely.
我们是属于他的。
We belong to him.
他不需要对我们解说什么。
He doesn't have to explain this to us.
如果他有命令，我们就得顺服。
If he has a command, we have to submit.
我们要这样的承认他。
We have to acknowledge him this way.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
什么是异端呢？
What is heresy?
异端就是带进对这一位 majesty 的态度不同。
Heresy is to bring in some attitude which give us a different attitude to this majesty.
轻一点说，我们不尊重这位大君王。
Lightly speaking, we do not respect this majesty.
我们不是对这一位大君王专心绝对就是。
That we do not have a single-minded, absolute obedience to this majesty.
我们在他之外，我们另外有其他的君王。
Outside of him, we have other kings.
我们把我们的心、我们的爱、我们的忠心，我们移到其他的上面去。
Our heart, our love, our faithfulness, we have given to somebody else.
重一点说。
More severely speaking,
就是连这一位用宝血买他的主也否认了。
That master who has purchased them with his own blood, now they have refused him.
异端是什么？
What is heresy?
异端乃是不以主为中心。
Heresy is not taking the Lord as the center.
神的旨意是把他的儿子当作宇宙的中心。
The will of God is so that his son can be the center of the universe.
神的儿子基督乃是教会的头，是中心。
Christ, the son of God, is the head of the church, the center of the universe.
这一个是真理。
That is the truth.
其他所有的道理。
Every other doctrine.
都是从这个中心里头出来的。
It emanates from the center.
也都回到那个中心的里面去。
They all have to sum up into the center.
所以好像一个轮子一样。
So it's like a wheel.
中间有一个轴心。
And at the hub there is a center.
那个轴心就是基督。
And that hub, that center is Christ.
他是真理。
He is the truth.
他是真理的总和。
He is the sum of the truth.
所有的真理都是从他出来的。
All truths or doctrines came out from him.
也都得回到他那里去。
And they all have to return to be summed up in him.
而圣经里头所有所谓的 doctrine, 所谓的道理。
And in the Bible, all kinds of doctrines.
都是像这一个一根一根的那个叫什么东西。Spoke.
Spoke. You know this is spoke. Out of the center of a wheel, spoke.
那么这个出来的就是像各种的真理一样。
And the spokes is a picture of all the doctrines.
那么这些的是什么？佛还是佛？好，我们算它是佛吧。
The spoke.
那么这些的福呢，你就看见说都是从那一个中心啊出来的。
All these spokes emanate out from the center.
而达到那个轮廓。
They reach the rim.
那个轮廓是什么呢？
What is that rim?
广义的说，这个轮廓是宇宙。
Broadly speaking, that is the universe.
窄义的说，这个轮廓是教会。
More strictly restricted speaking,That's the church.
所以你就看见说，所有神的道理，全部圣经的道理，都是集中在基督的身上。
So all the doctrine, all the truth in the Bible, they all center on our Lord Jesus.
然后从基督就出来了。
And from Christ, they emanate out.
达到教会中间去。
The reaching into the church.
教会是接受神所有的真理。
The church is one that receives and contains all the truth of God.
不是接受一个。
Not only just one.
是接受神所有的真理。
But all the truth of God.
然后当教会在那里追求真理的时候，都遇到基督。
When the church is seeking the truth, they all will meet Christ.
因为道理不是真理，如果不把基督给我们。
But if this thing does not give Christ to us, that doctrine is not the truth.
那么什么叫做异端？
Now what is the heresy?
异端就是不持守基督做中心。
Heresy is not holding Christ as the center.
把某一个道理把它拉得超过神所规定。
It takes one doctrine and pull it longer than what God has defined it.
你知道这个异端所以能迷惑人。
You know, the reason the heresy can charm and deceive people.
如果是全部谎言，
If this is a total lie,
那恐怕人很容易感觉出来的。
Probably people can easily detect it.
但是把谎言与真理啊，把它混在一起的话，
But if they mix the lie and the truth,
你说它是谎，里头也有一点真的。
If you say this is lie, you may be able to find some truth.
但是那个谎言呢，把这个真里头一点的真啊，都埋没在里头了。
But this lie would cover any truth there.
这一个是最能迷惑人的。
And this is the one that can deceive man the most.
这是似是而非呀。
And this is something that's seemingly right but actually wrong.
这一个叫做异端。
And this is heresy.
什么时候你把神的真理把它深藏过于神所定规的，这个就变成异端。
Anytime you extend a doctrine longer, more than what God has defined it, that becomes heresy.
或者你把一个真理把它缩短，短于神所定规的，也成了异端。
Or if you take a truth, a doctrine, and shrink it, make it shorter than what God has defined it, that's also heresy.
因为你看见那一个车轮上的那个轮局啊，你看，都是从中心一直到圆周的。
Because if you observe all these spokes, they they emanate out from the center to the rim.
没有一个这个 spoke 好像是在这个轮廓的出到外面去了。
None of the spoke actually can extend outside of the rim.
如果这样的话，这个轮子转的时候就跳。
And that will make your ride very uncomfortable.
那你从车上要翻下来。
Then you can fall off from your car.
我这如果短了一点的。
And now if that spoke is shorter.
那么它转的时候，这个轮子就毙掉了。
Then the wheel would collapse.
这样你也要跌倒。
And then you fall also.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
什么时候你就看见有人，也不是公开的，是偷偷的。
When you see somebody, not openly but stealthily,
他偷偷的就把他自己的那一套的东西呀、啊，就加在真理的上面。
And he very stealthily bringing his own thing onto the truth.
你听听好像有根据。
And when you hear it, it sounds reasonable.
好像有圣经。
As if it even came from the Bible.
但是呢，你就看见说，这个许多世人的那种的意见呢，来加在里头，调在里头。
But you can see there are his own man's opinion mixed into this.
那个结果是怎样呢？
And the result is
结果就把我们引到主的外面去。
The result is bring us outside of our Lord.
把我们的中心啊就移去。
It has taken away the center.
这些东西不是把基督给我们。
These things did not bring Christ to us.
你接受了这些东西，你所得着的是人，不是主。
If you accept these things, what you have is man. What you have is not the Lord.
这些是陷害人，我们中文翻的雅致一点，其实就是毁坏人的一端。
These are the heresies that destruct us.
将我们这一个人毁坏。
It can destruct us.
但是很稀奇。
But very amazingly,
彼得他说到，将来在你们中间有假师傅要起来。
When Peter said, in the future there will be false teachers coming to you.
他们要私事引进叫人败坏的异端。
And they shall bring in the destructive heresies.
连买他们的主也不承认。
And even denying the master that bought them.
但是实在说来，你读彼得后书，他没有告诉我们这些异端是什么。
But in the second Peter, Peter himself did not explicitly tell us what these heresies are.
究竟是什么异端？
What heresies was he talking about?
他没有告诉我。
He did not tell us.
他告诉我们有异端要来。
He says the heresies shall come.
有一班假师傅要来。
And false teachers shall come.
而这班人是怎么样的人？
But who are these people?
他们的结局是怎样的？
What's their end?
人怎样要受害？
And how men are going to be influenced by them.
但是什么异端呢？
But what heresies?
彼得没有说。
Peter didn't say.
为什么原因？
Why?
因为仇敌太诡诈了。
Because the enemy is too deceitful.
他在历史历代对于神的儿女，他所用的异端来害人都是不同。
From generations to generations, the enemy used different heresies to deceive God's people.
比方说哥林多的教会。
For example, the Corinthian church.
里头有什么异端呢？
What was the heresy there?
你如果读到第十五章的时候，
If you read chapter 15,
你就知道在哥林多教会里头有这样的教训，就是说没有复活。 No resurrection.
Chapter 15, it says they give that kind of a doctrine, says there's no resurrection.
他们就说根本没有复活这件事。
They say there's no resurrection.
因为没有复活，
Because there's no resurrection.
所以今天吃吃喝喝，明天就死了。
So we can just eat and drink today, and tomorrow we die.
如果没有复活的话，我们在今生啊，就赶快的享受，因为到了死的时候，一切都结束了。
Without a resurrection, we can just eat and drink and be merry, because when we die, everything will be gone.
所以那个异端呢，就叫哥林多的圣徒啊，放纵他们的私欲。
So that heresy makes the believers of Corinth to indulge in their own desire.
这一个是在哥林多撒旦所用的一段。
And this is the heresy that Satan used in the church of Corinth.
你如果看加拉太的话，
If you read Galatians,
你就看见说撒旦又用另外一个异端呢来陷害他们。
You see, Satan used another heresy to restrain them.
他们这一班的人是信了福音的人。
These people have accepted the gospel.
是保罗在当初的时候最初的那些的工作。
Those were the fruit of the earliest work of Paul.
他们接受了福音。
They have accepted the gospel.
但是异端就来了。
But heresy entered.
就把这个守律法混到恩典里面去。
So this legalism come and got mixed with grace.
叫他们看见说，你们信主耶稣不够，你们还得要守割礼、守律法。
Teaching them that it's not just enough to believe in Lord Jesus, you have also have to obey the law and to accept. Circumcision.
保罗说这个不是福音。
Paul says this is not the gospel.
因为这样相信的人，他们就不依靠主，而依靠自己。
Because people so believe, they shall not depend on the Lord, they shall depend on themselves.
比方说哥罗西的教会。
The church at Colossae.
这一班的人非常的追求主。
They really pursue the Lord.
他们要完全。
They want to be perfect.
他们要认识。
They want to know.
所以这个仇敌就有一个异端来。
Therefore, the enemy uses one heresy.
所谓哥罗西的异端。
The Colossian heresy.
那就是把一些的这个哲学神秘的东西。
It brings in philosophy or mystic things.
那一些所谓 Gnosticism 这个这些的东西。
Gnosticism.
知识的东西
things about knowledge.
又加上一点外面的这个礼节礼仪的东西
They also add something that has to do with ritual.
这样能叫你完全
So that they say this will make you complete.
他们就没有持定原则
Then they fail to hold fast to the head.
如果我们再看下去的话
Now if we read on.
我们就要跳一下了
Now we have to jump.
你再看下去的时候
，If we follow on，
比方说你到了启示录的时候
，If we come to the Revelation，
你看见说，那个尼哥拉当的这个教训就进来了。
Nicolaitans the teaching has entered.
那一班弟兄姊妹他们相当的爱主。
These brothers and sisters, they love the Lord.
他们都是君正的祭司。
They were all kingly priests.
同心合意的侍奉神。
They served the Lord in one accord.
但是仇敌他就进来了。
But enemies entered.
不错，是有祭司。
Oh, yes, indeed, they are priests.
是需要侍奉神。
They need to serve the Lord.
但是你们这一班平信徒根本不配。
But you are lay people, you're not worthy.
需要有一班特别经过训练的人，他们才能做得好。
There have to be clergy that specially trained. They can do a good job.
所以就产生了尼哥拉当的教训。
Then there is the Nicolaitan teaching.
所谓圣品和平信徒的分别。
So that started the difference of clergy and the laity.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers, sisters.
后来连巴兰的教训也来了。
And even the teaching of Balaam shows up.
巴兰先知巴兰。
This prophet Balaam.
他的教训就是叫以色列人与外邦人混合起来。
His teaching is to have the Israel, the people of Israel, to mix with the other people.
神叫他们分做一个分别的子民。
And God wants them to be a separated people.
但是巴兰教训他们可以混合起来。
But Balaam told them you can mix with others.
他为着贪财的缘故，他就起了上了这个计谋。
Because he is covetous toward money, so he is gone this way.
不但是这样。
Not only that.
连耶西比也出来了。
And Jezebel shows up too.
这一个女先知耶西比。
And this the prophetess Jezebel.
这是一个假先知了。
She is, of course, a false prophet.
这个耶西比就是把神的子民带到拜偶像。
And she brought the God's people into idolatry.
不拜这一位耶和华神。
They do not worship Lord Jehovah.
而去把那个巴利。
They worship Baal.
巴利的意思就是 Lord, 另外一位主。
Baal means another Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见在各个时间呢，在不同的地方，仇敌用各种的异端呢来陷害神。
So brothers and sisters, you see that the enemy at different times and different places use different ways, different heresies to deceive God's people.
这样被欺骗。
This being deceived
是叫我们离开了基督。
So that we would leave Christ.
叫我们不能做一个等候催促主回来的。
So that we will fail to be one that wait for and hasten the return of the Lord.
那么彼得给我们看见这些假师傅有什么特别的现象？
Now what are the special characteristics that Peter showed us about these false prophets and false teachers?
他说这一般的人呢，他们连埋他们的主也不承认。
He said these people who do not even acknowledge the master that purchased them.
换一句话说，
In another word,
他们不是绝对不在我们的主权柄的底下。
They are not absolutely submitting themselves under the authority of our Lord.
如果他们绝对的顺服在主的脚下，他们根本不会做假师傅。
If they absolutely submit themselves at the feet of the Lord, then they would not become false teachers.
他们没有自己的教训。
Because they will not have their own teaching.
只有主的教训。
They only would have the teaching of the Lord.
所以有自己的教训，就是把自己的私意就混在真理里。
So when they bring their own teachings, they are bringing their own opinions and try to mix that with the truth.
并且这里告诉我们说，这一些异端呢和恶行啊是发生连带的关系。
Here it also tells us that heresy is closely related to evil doing.
什么地方有异端，那里必定有恶行。
Wherever there is heresy, there for sure is evil work.
我们所信的和我们所做的发生极大的关系。
There is a great relationship between what we believe and what we do.
所以在那些假师傅的身上，你能找出恶行来。
Therefore, on these false teachers, you can find evil work.
第三。
The third.
在那些假师傅的身上，还有一个特征就是贪心。
On these false teachers, there's another thing special, which is covetousness.
贪财也好，贪名誉也好，贪地位也好，贪权柄也好。
And this is covetous for money, for position, for authority.
他贪来为求自己。
He is covetous for himself.
不是在那里高举自己。
He's not exalting Christ.
那一些人，他总是用一些巧妙的话应许人得着自由。
These people, they always use some very clever word to promise people freedom.
其实，连他们自己也是被捆绑。
But actually, they themselves do not have freedom.
所以这样的人，圣经告诉我们说
，So these people, the Bible tells us,
神的审判要临到。
The judgment of God shall come upon them.
神在古时的时候已经多次给我们看见。
God has already shown us many times in the past.
当初的天使不守本位。
And the angels at that time did not keep their position.
神把他们拘禁在 Tartarus 这个河岸的这个无底坑里面。
And God has put them in Tartarus, this endless pit.
世界上的人犯罪作恶，神用洪水来淹没这个世界。
When men of the world they sin, they do evil things, God used flood.
苏多玛、俄摩拉，他们犯罪作恶，神用硫磺火湖把他们。
And Sodom and Gomorrah, when they were in sin and in immorality, God used fire to burn it up.
所以你就看见说，这是一个非常严重的事情。
So you see, this is a very serious matter.
我们要防备。
That we have to guard against that.
我们要防备各种各样的异端。
That we have to protect against all sorts of heresies.
尤其在我们今天。
Especially today.
弟兄姊妹，异端是充满在教会的。
Brothers and sisters, heresies fill in the church.
有的在那里说我们今天是一个 new age, 一个新的时代。
Some say today is a new age.
有的说我们今天是一个 dominion theology, 我们是掌权的神学。
Some will say something called dominion theology.
有的是说我们今天是一个 prosperity gospel, 我们是一个这个兴旺的福音。
Some will proclaim prosperity gospel.
我们也看见有的人在那里高举某一个真理过于神所应许。
And we also see some that exalt one particular doctrine more than what God would allow.
结果把我们引到基督的外面去。
And then they want to bring us outside of Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们要防备。
We have to guard against that.
我们要回到神的话语里面。
We have to come back to the word of God.
圣经说我们要在真道上要建立。
The Bible tells us we have to be established on the truth.
保守我们自己在神的爱里面。
Keep ourselves within the love of God.
我们要以基督为我们的中心。
We have to take hold Christ as our center.
不让仇敌把我们迷惑。
And we do not let the enemy to deceive us.
这一个是在教会里面。
And this is within the church.
那么仇敌在教会外面也向教会工作。
But God also tried to work on the church from outside of the church.
牧师的时候有一般讥笑的人。
At the end time, there are mockers.
他们说从创造天地以来，天地依旧是如此。
And they say from the beginning of heaven and earth, righteousness was like that.
这个宇宙这个天地就是这个样子吗？
They say that the heaven and earth is just like this.
哪里有主来的应许？
Where is the promise of the Lord's coming?
没有这样的事情。
And there's no such thing.
他们忘记了。
They have forgot.
在太古的时候，这一个天地曾被水淹没过的。
That in the ancient past, this heaven and earth,was once flooded in the deluge.
这个可能是指着天使长犯罪之后神刑罚这个宇宙说的。
It may refer to the time when God judged the world when the archangels they sinned.
现在我们这个天地成流它是借着神的名而成流的。
And todayThis heaven and this earth can stay, it is because of the command of God.
神说有一天，
God says one day,
他要用火来把这个天地焚烧。
He shall burn up this heaven and earth with fire.
一切物质的东西都要被火烧掉。
All elements shall be burned up.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
不是主迟也。
It is not that the Lord tarry,
乃是他。
It is because of his long suffering.
他愿意万人得救，不愿意一个灵魂沉沦。
He is willing that all are saved and not one perish.
所以我们要以主长久忍耐为我们得救的应用。
So we have to account the long suffering of our Lord to be our salvation.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
如果主来的时候，
if when the Lord comes,
天地都要被火焚烧。
And heaven and earth shall be burned up by fire.
所有有行者的都要消化。
And all elements shall be dissolved.
彼得说，
Peter said,
我们为人要怎样的圣洁，怎样的敬虔。
And how can we keep to be holy and godly?
我们要等候。
We shall wait.
我们要催促。
We shall hasten.
神的日子快。
The day of God to come soon.
因为到那一个日子来到的时候，
Because when that day comes,
就做那一般不信的人来说，
According to those unbelievers.
这是他们的结局到了。
And that's their end.
就是我们来说。
But for us.
这是我们的荣耀的时候。
And that's the day that we are glorified.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
彼得告诉我们。
Peter tells us.
我们既然知道这些事情。
Now that we know about these things.
我们不但不能退后。
Not only we shall not retreat.
我们反而要更往前去。
We shall further press on.
我们要向着标杆直跑。
We shall press on toward the goal.
我们的目标就是主。
Our goal is the Lord.
我们要得着我们的主。
We have to gain our Christ.
向主得着我们。
As our Lord has gained us.
你知道主得着我们。
You know that the Lord has gained us.
这个得着是指着他在永远的旨意里面得着我们。
And that when we say that he gained us, it is in his eternal will he has gained us.
因为凡是他所知道的人。
Because whoever he foreknows,
他都定下要磨成他儿子的形象。
He has destined to be conformed to the image of his son.
他所知道的人他就拣选。
Whom he knows he chose.
他所拣选的人他称义。
Whom he chose, he justified.
他称义的人叫他能得着荣耀。
Those he justified, he glorified them.
这个就是主得着我们。
And this is the Lord gained us.
现在主要我们得着主，所以得着我们。
And now the Lord wants us to gain what the by which the Lord has already gained us.
凡是主所得着我们的，我们都要得着。
Whatever the Lord has already got out from for us.That we want to gain for ourselves too.
这样才能满足主的心。
Then we can satisfy the heart of the Lord.
这样也能满足我们。
Then we can satisfy ourselves also.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
巴不得神怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
叫我们这一般的人能忘记背后，努力面前。
So that we as a people, we can forget about the past, we can press on to the goal.
脱去一切陷害我们的异端。
We can shed away all the heresy that would deceive us.
存着信心和忍耐来承受那天上的基业。
That by faith and by long suffering that we can inherit the inheritance from the heavens.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
主啊，我们相信这一次你把我们聚在一起。是有你的美意。
Lord, we believe that this time you have gathered us before you, you have your excellent will.
我们求你叫我们在离开之前能叫你的美意完成。
Lord, we pray that before we leave, that your excellent will can be accomplished.
你叫我们真是能做一番等候催促你回来的。
That you make us a people that wait for and hasten your return.
保守我们，直到那一天，叫我们能安然见你。
Keep us until that day so that we can be found in you in peace.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.